Everyone, it seems, wants a piece of the legendary boat touring business these days. Critics who say it's time for a change, that the Maid of the Mist has monopolized the boat tour for much, much too long. There's the Canadian government that recently decided to award a 30-year contract to San Francisco-based Hornblower Cruises for use of the dry docking and fuel facilities that Maid of the Mist has used for decades. Maid of the Mist must vacate the facility by 2014. There's no dry dock on the American side. It would have to be built close to the Rainbow Bridge at great cost. Then there are the environmental concerns. Maid of the Mist president Christopher Glynn told reporters on opening day yesterday his company is not going anywhere.
We'll be here for the length of our contract. We have 30 more years on our contract.
Glynn continued.
We would have independence from Canada, and we would operate every year from now until then.
Still, the Maid of the Mist is going to need a storage and fuel facility on this side of the river, and time, said Chris Glynn, is of the essence.
A dry dock ideally would be needed to be constructed by the close of the 2013 season.
In short, according to Christopher Glynn, Maid of the Mist faces rough sailing ahead.
I would say that it is uncertain as to how this will all play out, but it's our intention to operate, you know, for a long period of time.
But that's then. This is now, and now Maid of the Mist passengers, first time or long time, can enjoy the time of their lives by moving ever closer to the base of the Horseshoe Falls.
Oh, that was awesome. It was really? So much fun and
go on
wet.
The deck, you fly into the falls.
You're scared?
No, not at all.
I'm Mark Leitner, WBFO and AM 970 News.